أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Here it is, day number 12 of this blessed month of Ramadan, and as we continue in our quest of closeness and spiritual proximity to our Creator through the act of fasting, through the act of recitation of the nightly supplications and daily supplications, and obviously one of the most important actions in this month is to recite and reflect upon the noble Quran. We come to tradition number 12, coming to us from the sixth Imam, from the successor of the Prophet Muhammad, Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq, may God's peace and blessings be upon him. And in this tradition, he gives us an indication of being free of need from other people. And he shows us the secret and the key to being free and being needless of others within the society. Obviously, keeping this tradition the correct context and understanding the profundity of the words of our sixth Imam, let us look at what the sixth Imam has to say in this subject in terms of our closeness and proximity to the Quran in this blessed month of Ramadan and how to be free of need from others. He says the following: one who recites the Quran will be free from need of everyone and thereafter will not be in need of anything. But as for the one who does not recite the Quran, nothing at all will make him needless and he will always be in need of others. This is a very beautiful and thought-provoking tradition of the words of our sixth Imam, in which he shows us that to recite the Quran will make the individual needless, free of need and want from all other people in society. However, if one does not attach themselves to the Quran, does not read on it, does not reflect on the Quran, does not think and act upon the content of the Quran, then he shows us that nothing will be sufficient for an individual. One of the understandings that we have of this tradition is that it does not just relate to the recitation, the reading of the Quran. Obviously, that is the first and most important step in the application of the Quran within our lives. And this is really what we need to seek to achieve, is not just a recitation of the text of the Arabic, but also the understanding of the content and the context of the Quran, and then to be able to put the acts within our lives into the framework of the noble Quran. And when we're able to do that, when we're able to gather ourselves and put our lives in the picture of the Quran, to realize, for example, the verses that speak about complete trust and reliance on Allah, to realize the fact that Allah is the only entity in existence that can actually bring us harm or can remove any kind of dangers or harms away from us, when we put our entire trust in Allah, as the Quran repeatedly talks about, then at this level, this may be one of our first steps in realizing the worth of this tradition within our lives, that by reading the Quran, by contemplating on the Quran, by putting these sorts of verses into a practical application, that we will truly become needless of everybody except for Allah. Now, obviously, Allah does his actions, he performs and he manifests things to us and grants us things through the means of other people, of other human beings. Whether it be the job that we have and the income that we earn, we understand that Allah is the true provider of our sustenance, but it comes through individuals. But when we reach to a level in our lives where Allah is the only focal point, where we pin all of our hopes and trusts and longings and desires on Allah through the understanding of such verses of the Quran, then we come to this realization of this tradition, that everything that we have comes from Allah and that we have to rely and resort solely on Allah for all of our daily needs and requirements. And as some of the traditions tell us, that even when it comes to something as simple as our shoelaces or the salt that we eat, that we need to ask Allah and trust that Allah will provide even these of the minutest and smallest things within our lives. Because if Allah does not wish for us to have something as simple as shoelaces or salt, as the traditions say, then even that would be prevented from reaching us. And so in this blessed month of Ramadan, as we try to reconnect and to have a deeper affinity to the Quran, let us remember Allah as being the true provider, the true source of everything, and that we need to pin all of our hopes and trusts and longings on Him, and that if those are good for us for this world and the world to come, then these will be manifest for us. And if they are not given to us, that we realize that perhaps there is something better for us in store in the future of this world or of the world to come. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.